Idaho Governor Butch Otter says the state has less than 60 days to become compliant with federal regulations, or the state's ability to process out-of-state child support payments would be in jeopardy. Just before the 2015 legislative session ended last week, members of a House committee killed a bill to bring Idaho into compliance. And Otter says the state must do something, but he says he isn't ready to call a special legislative session just yet. Adam Cotterell reports.
183,000 Idaho kids get child support from a parent they don't live with. Last year, the state processed $205 million for those kids. A little less than 20% of that involved out-of-state transactions. But an Idaho Department of Health and Welfare spokesman says it wouldn't just be interstate transactions at risk if Idaho isn't compliant, but in-state ones as well. Agency Director Dick Armstrong says Idaho's entire child support system is built on tools shared by all the states.
Tools that allow us to be able to, for example, withhold wages, location tools to be able to identify where the non-custodial parent might be.
A health and welfare spokesman says if Idaho could no longer use those shared systems, the only child support payments the department might be able to process are voluntary ones. Last year, those accounted for about 15% of Idaho child support money. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.